USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Sunday night after weeks of negotiations among the group of more than 20. The more than 2,700-page bill includes funding for roads, bridges, broadband, and water systems, with more than $550 billion in new spending over the next 8 years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a vote on the package could come in a matter of days. And a Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonuskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonuskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Florida has become the epicenter of the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Brad Bernards has more.
If you are vaccinated, you have 25 times less chance of getting hospitalized or dying.
Dr. Megan Rainey, Brown University emergency physician. Florida reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to federal health data released Saturday. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S.
And the U.S. men's national soccer team has won their seventh CONCACAF Gold Cup championship, beating Mexico Sunday night 1-0. The game headed into extra time scoreless and looked to be headed for a penalty shootout before Miles Robinson headed home the winning goal in the 117th minute. With the win, the U.S. avenges a loss in the finals of the last edition of the North American Championship, a 1-0 win by Mexico in the 2019 final. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With COVID cases on the rise thanks to the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, there are many questioning the possible effects of the more transmissible strain on the economy. But the head of the National Economic Council says the variant won't have the same impact on the economy that the virus initially did. Brian Deese tells Fox News that the country is far better equipped now to deal with the Delta strain while keeping economic activity going.
Well, we're taking it very seriously. From the beginning, the health and economic crisis have been inextricably linked, and that will continue to be the case. But I think the important part is this is not 2020 or early 2021. We're in a very different position. Our economy is growing at a historic rate. Last year, we were in a historic economic freefall. We're creating jobs at a record pace. Jobs are plenty. And wages are going up. And nearly 70% of Americans have gotten the first vaccine. Vaccines are free, widely available. Anyone can get them. Everyone should take them. And the other thing that's different is that because President Biden acted early and aggressively, states, cities, schools, and others, they have the resources to effectively surge capability where it needs.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democratic leaders called on President Biden to extend the federal moratorium on evictions, with more than 3 million Americans estimated to be at risk of losing their homes. The moratorium expired after Congress failed to pass an extension, something that some Democrats, like New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, blame on her party's leadership. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.